Well, I gotta tell you, it just keeps getting better and better. This week I'm talking to you from my hotel room in, believe it or not, Kuwait City. Yes, beautiful Kuwait by the sea. We're having a wonderful training session here, certification meeting with a lot of internal auditors. And the training facility is just amazing. We're doing the training with a company called Protivity, who are providers of internal audit services to telecoms across Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. And I gotta tell you, I've never seen better training facilities in my life. We're at a Radisson Hotel right on the ocean, and the training facility is inside the largest wooden ship in the world. It's the one of the ancient Dhow, that's spelled D-H-A-O, ships, native here to the Kuwait region. And it's just a beautiful facility. And not only is it a beautiful facility, but we've had a great time doing our training sessions. So today's blog I'm calling Revenue Assurance and Internal Audit, Partners in Crime and Loss Prevention. So we finished this major breakthrough training event for GRAPA. I had the privilege of providing our core curriculum class for an entire room full of experienced telecom internal auditors from all over the world. This event, sponsored by Protivity, as I said, a company which provides internal audit services to telecoms across Asia, Africa, and the Middle East, saw 30 different internal audit professionals certify in revenue assurance. Many of the people in the class also opted for special training and testing, and we verified their expertise in IFRS, GAAP, fraud, and internal audit as well. The group did exceptionally well, providing excellent proof of the professional competency and caliber of the internal audit profession. For those of you who thought that internal auditors were not qualified or capable of understanding or wrestling with the complex RA systems, network, and operational issues, all I can say to you is that the proof is in the test scores. These guys did excellently. As usually, had a share of controversy and the revelation of a wide range of different personal experiences and war stories that helped everyone to better understand exactly how big the internal audit and revenue assurance job really is. The one huge thing that this event reinforced for me is my belief that in the battle for revenue assurance and fraud protection, there's a clear and pressing synergy and need for cooperation between internal auditors and the revenue assurance professional. Of course, this imperative is not new. GRAPA benchmarks have shown that internal auditors are traditionally the number one providers of requirements and the feeders of new domains into the revenue assurance space. More importantly, what became clear to this group of auditors was that the many ways that they can look to revenue assurance as their partners in their efforts to discover and contain revenue risks. Time after time, an auditor would come to me and say, "Oh my goodness, I should have turned this over to the RA team immediately." Or they come to me with the realization that they had no idea things were this bad everywhere. More than one auditor has said, "I always assumed that I simply didn't understand what was going on, or that problems were unique to the company where I was auditing at the time. I knew something wasn't right, but now I have the facts I need to do a good job of providing an excellent audit." Most interesting were our discussions about the different ways that fraudsters can penetrate the environment and steal money from the most obscure corners of the operational framework of a complex telco. I know that I speak for many revenue assurance professionals when I say that the enhancement of the knowledge, skill, and insights that the internal auditors bring to the organization is a welcome addition to the battle that revenue assurance professionals fight every day. I have heard, unfortunately, just a few too many stories about revenue assurance professionals who have identified risk and communicated to them to the CFO, only to be told that the internal auditors signed off on that area already, so you must be overreacting to the problem. Nothing can be more frustrating than to have the proof of a problem and then have it dismissed because some other operational area misreads the situation. Well, at least for this group of auditors and the dozens of other internal auditors we've already certified, that's not going to be the case. The auditors in our class came away with a great belief in the GRAPA standards-based approach to revenue assurance. Specifically, we all agreed that the primary purpose of RA is to build consensus-based solutions within the organization, do the best job we can to function with integrity and fairness, and be sure that the solutions we develop are rationalized. That is, we develop revenue assurance solutions that bring money back to the firm. We also agreed that the revenue assurance professional's primary responsibility is to identify the risk of loss, quantify it into financial terms that everybody can relate to, address that risk based upon management appetite for that risk, and assist in the implementation of corrections, controls, and compliance reporting. Just imagine a world where the auditors and revenue assurance professionals are on the same page. Pretty exciting, isn't it? Well, for more information about what our internal auditors thought about the training and testing and how they're putting it to use, check out the following sources. You can look at the Revenue Assurance Academy website to our testimonials page. Many of the auditors had some very good things to say about the certification and training. You can also check the GRAPA website under the certification registration and see this new batch of certified internal auditors as they show up on the site. You can also check our blog, the GRAPA Peeps, where we have blogs based upon interviews with many of the different people that were involved in the class. Yes, it's pretty amazing what we can accomplish when we get together and all work based on the same playbook. And that's exactly what GRAPA is trying to accomplish. And it's what we are accomplishing in many locations around the world. So stay tuned for more partnership stories and opportunities to advance your career and the revenue assurance of your operating companies. Until the next time, this is Rob Madison saying, be safe.